Antique continues laying off Americans after profiting billions from tax cut. By John Binder on February 3, 2019. Multinational conglomerate Antique is continuing to lay off American workers across the United States after raking in billions in additional profits from the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Despite enjoying a $20 billion tax windfall from President Donald Trump and the GOP's tax cuts in late 2017, Antique executives are starting off the new year by laying off hundreds of Americans and potentially thousands by the end of the year. In Syracuse, New York, about 150 Americans will lose their jobs as Antique closes a call center. In December 2018, the corporation closed call centers in Indianapolis, Indiana, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and Appleton, Wisconsin, leaving hundreds and potentially thousands of Americans without jobs. Last year alone, Antique eliminated nearly 12,000 Americans' jobs, the Communications Workers of America, CWA, union asserts. Meanwhile, Antique executives claimed they would invest their tax cut savings into creating 7,000 middle-class jobs for Americans. CWA union officials said that while Antique has reported massive profits and received billions from the 2017 tax cut, the corporation has continued outsourcing Americans' jobs to foreign countries like Mexico, India, and the Philippines. Antique continues to earn astronomical profits, and those profits are not being invested in the communities that it serves and the workers who provide that service, CWA President Chris Shelton said in a statement. Americans handed over $20 billion in tax cuts to Antique because CEO Randall Stephenson promised to invest in America and create jobs. All that Antique has created is dividends for its wealthy shareholders. We were misled, and Congress should investigate. Though Antique executives refused to say how many Americans will lose their jobs in the latest layoffs this year, they are confirming the layoffs, with officials noting that the layoffs will continue for the next few months. In layoff postings online, some American workers laid off by Antique said they had been with the company for more than 20 years. And despite that loyalty, they did not receive the same from executives. I was released this round, one Antique worker wrote. I've got 22 years, worked my butt off the last 3 years to comply with a lot of efforts. When I heard the rumors just before Thanksgiving, I updated my resume and started applying. No hits yet, but I'm keeping that positive attitude, you have to write? Another American worker yet to be impacted by the layoffs said executives have left them in the dark about the future of the company. While laying off American workers, Antique has attempted to outsource about 875 U.S. jobs to foreign workers by importing them to the country through the H-1B visa program over the last 3 years. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans a year potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. In 2018, Antique reported a net profit of about $19 billion, with executives expecting a free cash flow of $26 billion this year. Similarly, Antique CEO Randall Stephenson has earned an annual salary of about $29 million despite the layoffs of thousands of Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.